listening to the Air Charter Podcast, the industry's exciting new information and features podcast brought to you by the Air Charter Association. This is our Air Charter Expo 19 special episode. We'll be bringing you interviews and views from the people that attended and exhibited at the fantastic ACE 19 show. So join me, Kevin Duxbury, on the Air Charter Association Podcast. Hello and welcome back to the Air Charter Podcast, the only podcast dedicated to the air charter industry and brought to you by the Air Charter Association. I'm your host, Kevin Duxbury, and a warm welcome back to this special edition of the Air Charter Podcast as we have an Air Charter Expo special for you. If you did not attend ACE 19 at Biggin Hill on the 17th of September, why not? You missed the Europeans Aviation Event of the Year. And in case you've been hiding under a rock for the past 3 years and still don't know what ACE is, then I can tell you that the Air Charter Expo is a joint collaboration between the Air Charter Association, Stansted News and London Biggin Hill Airport. It's held every year in September and is quickly becoming the industry's leading one-day expo. And this year saw over 1,100 visitors, 70 exhibitors and 20 aircraft on display. Added to this is a strong programme of panel discussions, informative presentations and training free to all of those that attend. And this year, for the first time, we saw a live webinar of those presentations and discussions for any of those that were unable to attend on the day. And we still have those sessions recorded and available to anyone who missed them via the ACE 19 stream page. And a link to that page will be in this episode on the show notes for anyone that wants to still catch those presentations. So on this episode, we're going to bring you some interviews of those that attended ACE 19, and all those that we interviewed will be giving you their reasons for attending or exhibiting and how they think ACE differs to all of the other conferences and exhibitions that now feature on the very busy aviation show calendar. I started the day off by talking to Sarah Bowman and Jill Johnson, who are the team at Sky Pets based at Biggin Hill. Sky Pets provide a pet clearance service for the many pets that arrive into London Biggin Hill each year. We also talked to Declan and his pet corgi, Barnsey, who apparently loves flying. So I'm here with Jill and Sarah from Sky Pets at Biggin Hill, and we're here to talk about the Sky Pet programme. So, Jill, what service have you been offering here today at Air Charter Expo?
We're at the moment sitting here talking to you, so there's no services being there. But Sarah's been working, she's seen one in this morning.
Okay, but you've got a dog here, Barnsey, with you, so you're meant to be looking after dogs today. So what can you tell us about
one dog? And Barnsey actually belongs to someone from the other side, an operator on the other side of the airport. So
okay, and we'll talk to him in a minute. And so can you explain a little bit more in detail about the services that Sky Pet provides for pet owners and for charter operators and charter brokers?
Yeah, so basically the dogs get to go in the aircraft with their owners and be with them, not in a cage, not in the hold. And we check all the paperwork beforehand, the passports and the vaccinations that are needed. The rules are really quite strict with DEFRA for pets entering the UK. And then it goes very smoothly, hopefully, when they arrive into Biggin Hill. We get on board and scan the dogs, and they're free to go on their way. Very simple.
Excellent. Okay. And Joe, how long has Sky Pets been offering this service from Biggin Hill? And what do you think sets Sky Pets apart from other business aviation airports or indeed any major international airports like going through Gatwick or Heathrow, for example?
Well, we've been offering the service for 16 years. And the bonus is here, we go on board, check the pets. They fly in the cabin. They don't have to be in the hold. They're with their owners. They have seats if they wish. And then all the paperwork, obviously, as Sarah's just explained, if the dog matches that paperwork after we check the microchip, it just walks off the aircraft straight to transport or when it's going home.
Okay, so a far quicker service than going through something like Heathrow or Gatwick.
Oh, with Heathrow and Gatwick, you obviously, the pet gets taken away from you. You go to have to pick it up then from the animal reception centre. It's taken in a truck or in a van. Whereas here, you stay with your pet the whole time. You are not separated from that pet.
Okay, great. And Sarah, how many animals have you handled through Biggin Hill so far this year, and how does that compare to maybe previous years that you've been doing?
Yeah, business is getting bigger all the time, really. The more people get to know about the service.
So far this year, it's been 416, and it is not including September.
Okay, so a fair number of animals.
We normally cover, I suppose, roughly on average, about 800 a year.
Okay, and is there any limit to the type of animal that you can handle through Biggin Hill, or do you kind of accept any species of pet provided it has the correct documentation?
Dogs, cats and ferrets, and we've only ever had two ferrets.
Ferrets?
Yes.
Okay, great. And so that would be the most unusual pet you've had?
We had a tortoise turn up.
Okay. Well,
unfortunately, that went into quarantine.
Okay.
Unannounced, and it couldn't stay. So
okay, that's interesting. So, how often do you maybe get that, or is that just a one-off?
That was a one-off.
Right.
A one-off.
Okay, so people just take a chance on bringing a pet in without the right documentation, and of course that instantly will go into quarantine unless they go through you.
It's a reptile, so we cannot handle those. It actually ended up at Beaver World in Tattsfield, which is not very far from here.
Okay, and I see you've got Barnsley on your lap there. Tell us a little bit about Barnsley.
I'm going to be honest, I don't know much about Barnsley. We saw him last year as a puppy at another photo shoot, but since then he's grown a lot and, yeah.
Okay, but who gets the most attention, the owners or the pets? I think I know the answer.
Well, it's obvious, the ones with the four legs.
Excellent, great, okay. And we're going to talk to Barnsley's owner here, and this is Declan. And,
hello.
And you're the owner of Barnsley, I take it.
I am indeed, yes.
And Barnsley likes to travel in aircraft?
He does indeed, he loves it. He literally, as soon as he sees a helicopter, just runs up, sits down, and then literally just looks out the window whilst flying around.
Excellent, and obviously you use the Sky Pet service?
We do indeed.
Declan, what was the last thing that Barnsley actually flew on, which aircraft?
It was an Augusta 109.
It wasn't. It was a 139.
An Augusta 139,
yeah,
on the helicopter.
It was that one.
On this helicopter.
Yeah.
Excellent. Great. Okay. Great. Thanks very much for talking to us.
Don't forget to get in touch with Sky Pets team if you do have a client with a pet that needs entry into the UK. They'd be happy to help you make the pet entry into the UK as smooth as possible. And as you heard in the interview, it's a far easier process than travelling through other airports such as Heathrow or Gatwick. You could say there's a lot less lead time needed and the process is a lot less rough. Sorry, I couldn't resist that. That's what Barnsley thought of it anyway. I'm really pleased to say that this year saw a big increase in the numbers of visitors and exhibitors from outside of the UK, and as we've mentioned in previous podcasts, one of the Air Charter Association's key initiatives is to make the association a more international organisation and see international growth from our presence and, of course, our membership. One such international member was the company Omni Aviation from Portugal, and I caught up with Eduardo Costa, sales manager for the Omni Aviation Group, on their Lear 40, which this year they had on static display.
Okay, so we're here with Eduardo Costa from Omni, who's come all the way over from Lisbon to exhibit this lovely Lear 40 that we're sitting on right now. So, Eduardo, why did you decide to bring the aircraft over from Lisbon to display at ACE?
Hello, so we decided to bring the aircraft here because the aircraft has been in Biggin Hill as a base. So we wanted to show it to all our clients and brokers that already chartered it and the ones that didn't, so that they can know the aircraft, the interior, all the specs, to meet our crew that's here as well. So we find it's a good option for us to do a little bit of marketing with this aircraft, and that's the main reason why we are here today.
Excellent. And you're one of our international visitors and exhibitors. And obviously, I'm sure you've been to many shows in Europe and in the US. How does ACE differ to some of those shows that you've been to in the past?
Yeah, I think ACE is shorter than other major events. But for us, we enjoy much being on the Air Charter Association event because we find it's much worth it. The results that come from these events are much bigger than from the others. It's not that expensive. So we find this is a very, very good alternative, and we look forward to be here next year.
Excellent. And what sort of feedback have you had from people that have been coming to look at the aircraft?
Yeah, to be honest, our aircraft is in a very good position inside the show. So many clients have visited all morning and after lunch, and everyone is enjoying the aircraft they like. Many brokers who chartered it already are knowing it for the first time in person, and they are loving it, actually.
Excellent. And tell us a little bit more about the 40, the Lear 40. You say it's based here?
Yeah, the Lear 40 is 6 seats. It has a great range of 3 hours, which is good. It seats 6 passengers in a club 4+2 configuration. It's a good light jet, I would say that.
Excellent. And we've even brought some of the weather from Lisbon with you today on a nice sunny day outside on the static.
Yeah. I've done a flight from Ibiza last week, and you guys were telling me bring the good weather from Ibiza. And yeah, I think so. We did it.
Excellent. And is there anything you think that the Air Charter Association, Stansted News and ACE 19 collectively can maybe do to improve for next year? What can we do to further grow the exhibition?
Make it a 2 days event.
Excellent. Okay. Eduardo, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Another international exhibitor at ACE 19 was the US in-flight internet company Gogo. Gogo give air travellers the freedom to be entertained or work more productively, connect air crews in new ways for better service and safer operations, and employ innovative technologies to talk to the aeroplanes themselves to deliver high performance and cost savings. And for more than 20 years, Gogo has been synonymous with better ways of connecting in flight. I asked Jim Zarino from Gogo how ACE differed from many of the other shows that Gogo exhibit at.
So I'm here with Jim Zanino from Gogo Business Aviation, and Gogo are exhibiting here at ACE. So, Jim, why did you decide to exhibit here at ACE today?
Yeah, this is our second year doing the show, and it's been a great opportunity to meet with both our current customers as well as future customers. It's the right type of customer here that would actually buy a connectivity system for their aircraft, both from small aircraft to large aircraft.
Excellent. And I know it's not your first time exhibiting here. So how does it compare to previous years that you've exhibited here?
Yeah, just from last year to this year, I've seen a big increase in the number of people coming here, and also qualified people. So the people we need to talk to as far as the right aircraft type and the people looking for connectivity.
Excellent. And I'm sure Gogo does a lot of exhibiting at many of the aviation shows. How does ACE differ to some of the other sort of well-known shows out there?
Yeah, well, what I really like about ACE is it's a nice small environment, so you really get to spend a little extra time with the customer, as well as that's a one-day show, so it doesn't die down the last couple of days. So being a single-day show, having a really qualified customer here, it's been a great benefit to us.
Excellent. And what sort of feedback have you had from people coming to see your product and your services?
They all want connectivity. People cannot stand being away from their phones and texting and email. So it's been a great opportunity for us to really see where this is going over the next couple of years.
Excellent. And any initiatives or news that you can tell us about Gogo at the moment that you're trying to push?
Not yet. NBAA, you might see some stuff.
Excellent. Okay. And anything you could you think that ACE or the organizers, Air Charter Association and the organizers of ACE could actually do better for next year?
No, I said the overall show's been very good. The only problem I had this morning was finding the right place to park. Other than that, it's pretty easy.
Excellent. Jim, thanks very much for your time.
Bye.
As well as the 20 aircraft on display and the 70 exhibitors, we also had a packed program of panel discussions, training, and informative presentations. These were taking place right throughout the day in the ACE conference area. And unlike other events, these were all laid on free to anyone who attended. And by the way, I don't think I have mentioned that entry to ACE was absolutely free to the industry. What other show brings you free access to aircraft, exhibitors, and additionally free access to all the informative conference programmes? One historic session on the conference programme is the Air Charter Association annual review. I caught up with Nick Weston, chairman of the Air Charter Association, to ask his views on why ACE is gaining such a strong support and also give us some highlights from his annual review.
I'm with Nick Weston, who's the chairman of the Air Charter Association, of course. And Nick, this is the third year in its current guise that the Air Charter Association has been involved with ACE. Why has the association put its name to this particular show?
Well, like I say, this has been going on this is the third year now. We got involved back in 2016 as our first show. We could see the potential. We could see it was huge. It had huge, significant potential to be here. Compare it to something like ACE. It's something that's local. It's something in the UK. And we could just see the growth and the accessibility of having something in London. We're really delighted to join Stansted News on it to make it the event that's come today. And we've seen year-to-year growth. So it was the potential we could see in it, and it has been a resounding success.
Great. And you were speaking today, obviously, giving the association annual review. For those that were unable to make it, can you maybe just give us a couple of highlights of what you covered in that speech?
Absolutely. The main things we're looking at really is when I took over as chairman this year, one thing I was quite keen to do was take the association internationally, which we've done with the rebranding. We had the launch back in July at the IOD. And so that's something now that we're sort of taking into 2020. Training with the Air Charger Association broker qualification, that's going, we've named some dates now for next year, we're taking that further. That's been a huge success. And of course, as always, the fight with illegal charters. You know, we're talking to regulators, we're talking to government, and we're making huge progress. So they're the key things, as always, but you know, international development, legal charters and training.
Excellent, great. Okay, and going back to ACE for a little bit now, how do you think it differs to some of the more established shows like eBase and NBAA, Shedders, Dispatches, that kind of thing? What's the real advantage of ACE?
I think it's London-based, obviously. It's a big market in the UK for business aviation, aircraft chartering. I think it's one-day show, which I think in one way is good, because I think everybody goes away saying they've achieved something. It's low cost. Everybody knows Biggin Hill, where the airport is. And it's just the coming together of like-minded people. You know, and people are obviously travelling here from Europe, USA. So it's, you know, it's just, that's what's led to the success of it. It's a local show for the UK market and the European market.
Excellent, great. And so far, highlights of the show?
I think the highlights really have just been, has been to me, the absolute success of it, the results, the numbers. I mean, we had 1,150 people pre-registered, 20 aircraft on display, 70 exhibitors. We broke all the records of previous years. It's just going to go on strength to strength. So I think that has to be the highlight, is the success.
Excellent, great. Nick, thanks very much.
Thank you. Thanks, Kevin.
Of course, ACE is not just for brokers and operators. We are proud that ACE represents the whole industry, and exhibiting this year was the flight support solutions company, Flightworks, from the UK. I spoke with Chris Anderson-Jones, founder of Flightworks, and he also tells us why Flightworks chose ACE as their chosen show to exhibit at.
Chris, you're exhibiting here at ACE today, and what was your reason behind making the decision to exhibit at ACE?
Well, thanks, Kevin. Well, first and foremost, we're a British company, so we fall into a bit of a rarer sort of part of the market, but it's so first and foremost it's about supporting the British market. It's nice to see a show such as this develop, and it has done over the last few years in particular, so we've definitely felt it right to come along and support it.
Excellent. You say I know you've exhibited before, but so how have you found so far this year compared with previous years that you've exhibited at ACE?
Well, personally, having missed it last year, certainly coming this year, so I've had a two-year gap, it's just grown exponentially. So it's really nice to see a lot of people in what is supposed to be a suppressed market, that's what everyone keeps saying, support such an event such as this. It's great to see.
Excellent. And how do you think, you know, and you lot attend a lot of shows, both, you know, exhibit at some and attend a lot, you know, do eBase, probably NBAA, scheduled dispatches, that kind of stuff. How do you think ACE compares to some of those other sort of more established, bigger shows?
Well, it's nice to see us getting on the in the market of doing so, because the American colleagues have many shows, as we know, and very specific ones as well, and they're dotted around the country, whereas in the UK we haven't. So it's really nice to see a collection of people come together, not just from the UK but from the whole of Europe as well.
Excellent, good. And I know Flightworks obviously does a lot of business with charter operators and private owners as well. So what on the charter side, what do you think is at the moment some of the real challenges that are facing the charter market today?
Other than the usual B words, which everyone's pretty sick of saying and talking about these days, there is also a challenge, and it's just general politics, I think, dare I say it, put my neck on the line, but politics, and that's global politics I'm talking about. We sense in what we do, being right at the coalface with the owners of some of these aircraft, that there's a lot of holdback, because not just of Europe and Brexit, but also general political events around the globe. So a lot of these guys and people are spending a lot of money, is where they make their money, in investing in countries and in products and services that where they get their money from. And I just get this feeling that it's still on a bit of a holdback. The world will keep turning, but there will come a point soon where that bottleneck is released, and we're sensing a bit of a bubble on that at the moment. So
great. Well, let's hope so. Excellent. And Flightworks itself, any sort of good news, some initiatives coming out from Flightworks? What's happening in the company at the moment?
We like our independency. We get tarred with the brush of flight support. That's a very broad term, but we're very fluid in what we do. So we're very entrepreneurial. It's encouraged right the way through to our staff. And so we're looking after lots and lots of different scenarios, and niches keep coming up, which is good. So I can generally say that. Our Travelworks side of things is fully fledged now as a properly endorsed travel agency for flight crews to use and other industry people. So that's come along well. Our fuel portals release as a free service, and we've created that to become a real go compare the market style for jet fuel, which is becoming very, very popular. And yeah, so the future's bright, really.
Interesting, great. And any highlights of the show so far?
I have seen a lot of people I really like to see, and that's really bad to say, but it's just full of people that they've come together. Everyone's got a smile on their face, and it's good to see throughout.
Excellent, great. Chris, thanks very much.
You're most welcome.
Now, for those of you that did miss ACE 19, you missed a fantastic array of aircraft on the static display, with 20 aircraft available to view from helicopters all the way to large VIP airliners and everything else in between. We were also very fortunate to have a glorious sunny day in Biggin Hill, which made being on the static even more enjoyable. Whilst I was out on the static display, I talked with Derek Thompson from the operator Air Charter Scotland. Derek told us why Air Charter Scotland had also made the decision to display at ACE 19 and how he felt the show differed from the other shows out on the circuit.
So I'm here with Derek Thompson from Air Charter Scotland. And Derek, I just obviously got an aircraft here on static. Why did you choose ACE to come down and display the aircraft?
Yeah, well, thanks, Kevin. Well, basically, we chose the Air Charter exhibition because it's the best way for us to showcase the aircraft that we operate to our UK clients. We know that you can use eBase as another way of presenting your aircraft, but this was a more personal touch that we can do. It allows us to invite our crew along, meet our clients, and it's just a nice atmosphere and a nice show.
Excellent. And you mentioned eBase and things like that. How do you think ACE actually compares to some of the other shows that are out there at the moment?
Well, I think ACE is becoming ever more popular, and I think that's going to continue to grow. We certainly see some real benefit. This is our third year in a row of having an aircraft out on a static display, and we've seen real benefit to it. So long may that continue.
Excellent. And you've seen good growth this year. And how does it compare to previous years you've been
in? Yeah. It's been a busy year. Some challenges going on in the background, which I'm sure we know about. But it's been a good year with some good growth, and we'll see what the end of the year brings, and with a lot else that's going on with the politicians. But otherwise, it's been pretty good.
Excellent. And you were one of our panelists this morning on the panel. And can you give us some highlights, or what did you find on that? What was the sort of information that's being talked out for those that weren't able to make to that that panel?
Yeah. So it was very informative. I sort of obviously was in one of the panelists there, and also sat in one or two other meetings, and it was just nice to be able to hear from all sides. Obviously I was speaking from behalf of the operator side, but it's always nice to hear what the brokers have to say and hear some of the sort of the pinch points and challenges that everybody faces within the industry, and how we can obviously help one another to help this industry grow, really. And it's a nice way of bringing everyone together.
Excellent. And you've got the Legacy 500 here on display. Tell us a little bit about the aircraft.
So this particular aircraft is less than a year old. It's an 8 passenger seat aircraft for us, with over 3,250 nautical miles range. It's extremely popular, as you might expect. Obviously it looks great, we're really proud to have this aircraft on display here at ACE. And the feedback that we've had from the aircraft at the show and from our clients that have flown on it already has been extremely popular. So we love the aircraft. It's been and we're thankful that ACE were able to allow us to showcase that at the show.
Excellent, great, thanks for that. And anything you think that ACE maybe for next year can improve on, or you'd like to see further growth on?
I mean, I would actually enjoy to see the show become a two-day event. That's my personal feeling. I do think there's an awful lot of benefit from it, but as it grows, I think it would be great if it potentially could be considered to be a two-day event. But I really think it's a great show, and long may it continue for us.
Great, thanks very much, Derek. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
The Air Charter Expo takes a large amount of organising and preparation to ensure we deliver a great show. A huge amount of work is put in by Stansted News, the Air Charter Association, and of course the team at Biggin Hill. However, despite having three companies involved, the actual team that puts the show together is very small, which means a very, very big workload for those involved, and they did another fantastic job in putting a show together that rivals many of the other shows on the calendar that have large numbers of people organising behind the scenes. We spoke with Mark Ranger, organiser of ACE 19, to understand a little more of what is involved, and also his views on how this year's show had gone.
So I'm here with Mark Ranger, the organiser of ACE 19. And Mark, ACE is now in its third year in its current guise, and it's already a very popular show and seeing great growth year on year. Obviously, you must be pleased with the progress so far. Can you give us any info and of terms of how many exhibitors you've had this year and how many delegates were expected to attend?
Yeah, I can. We've had between 900 and 1,000 delegates. We had over 1,100 pre-register, but we've had quite a few come in on the day. You also get some who don't turn up, unfortunately, but the balance should be somewhere between 900 and 1,000, which is the top end of what we had expected. We've had over 70 exhibitors and we've had about 20 aircraft. So all in all, that's good. You know, we're really happy with that.
Excellent. And so obviously seen some really strong growth since the previous show.
Yeah, I mean, that's around about 20% all round year-on-year growth. Since we've been working with the Air Charter Association, we've tripled the size of the event. The thing is, it's a partnership. It's not just us as the organisers, ACE. It's a partnership with the Air Charter Association, also with Biggin Hill Airport as our hosts. And without them on board, there is no event. It's as simple as that. So it's really important that the three of us keep on working together to develop this, this day as it is in this format, because it's the format that clearly is working in some way.
Excellent. And so what have been your main objectives today other than the growth?
I wanted to get the visitor numbers a bit higher, which we've achieved. It's completely different to any other show because everything takes place in a very, very short time frame. We only have a day to get it ready. Tonight, after the show finishes at 5 o'clock, we have to pack it up and we have to return the hangar to its normal condition by tonight. So it's very intense. So really what we're looking to do is to get it running as smoothly as we can. And we had a couple of hiccups this morning and we seem to have overcome them. So far we've done everything that we needed to do. There's not a single highlight. I think for me the biggest thing was to see the static display with a load of really good aircraft, well shown and in just glorious weather.
Excellent, great. And of course, there's a lot of aviation shows now and expos out there. Can you summarise how ACE differs from many of the more established shows and also what future potential holds for Air Charter Expo and any plans that you can share with us?
The big thing about ACE in terms of the way it differs is that it concentrates on air charter operators and air charter brokers rather than being led by people looking for potential purchasers of aircraft. And the reason we do that is that our belief is that without the brokers and without the operators, there really is no business aviation industry to speak of. So they need to be given more attention than they get from the big all singing or dancing shows. That's, if you like, you know, the sort of fundamental point about the show. So really what we need to be doing is to keep on developing that, keep on trying to make people understand that that's a really important part of the industry. And that we're the only show that does it in one day as well. That's nothing. Quite a few people say to us, why don't you do it over 2 days? All we do is to get more or less the same people in over 2 days. So all of our exhibitors would not have seen any more people than they've seen today, but they've spread out. It would cost them more to take part. And the feeling that they get at the end of the day isn't as good as we hope they're getting at the moment.
Excellent, great. Well, Mark, thanks very much and congratulations on a great show.
Thank you. I appreciate everything that we're doing, especially with the Air Charter Association. It's a partnership that's clearly working.
Thanks very much.
So, as you heard from Mark there, the show really is going from strength to strength, and I'm delighted to say that we have already fixed the date for next year's show. ACE 2020 will be held on Tuesday, the 15th of September 2020, and of course that will be held at London Biggin Hill. Please put it on your calendar now and be sure not to miss out. And of course, we will be coming out in the new year with further information on ACE 2020 and how you can register for the show. For now, though, don't forget, if you missed this year's and you would like to see the video recording of the seminars and the training that took place during ACE 19, then you can do so by going to the webcast microsite, and we'll put the links for that site on the show notes of this episode. Those of you that did go to the show, I'm sure you would have seen the Fly to Help stand, and I'm sure you know by now that Fly to Help is the association's elected charity, and Fly to Help do brilliant work using the joy of aviation to give respite to those who are in real need of leaving their worries on the ground and enjoying a carefree day of flying and fun. Fly to Help also do great work with their Aim High programs, introducing aviation to the next generation of young professionals in schools and colleges. So, as on every episode, we really urge you to donate to this wonderful cause. To donate to Fly to Help, go to www.flytohelp.org/howtohelp and click on the Donate Now button. And as always, we will have that information in this episode's show notes. Thank you very much for your support. Now, before we wrap up on this ACE 19 special, I've just got enough time to mention to you about the Air Charter Association's Excellent Awards and Autumn Lunch, which is being held on the 16th of October at the Guildhall in London. And if you've not got your ticket yet, then you better hurry up, as there are very few spaces left. To book tickets, go to the events section of our webpage for more details. So that just brings me on to what to expect on our next episode, and we have a real value add episode next time, as we will be giving out some free advice on our Ask the Expert feature. And to kick this new feature off, we will have Jonathan Russell from the law firm Smith, Gambrill & Russell joining us, and Jonathan will be answering your questions on charter contracting. So be sure not to miss out on that episode, as I'm sure you'll be able to pick up some real valuable information on charter contracting. But that's about it for now. We look forward to seeing many of you on the 16th of October at the Excellent Awards and Autumn Lunch. And until next time, bye for now and fly safe. Thank you for listening, and join us next time on the Air Charter Podcast, the industry's only dedicated podcast to the air charter industry, brought to you by the Air Charter Association.